This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program, the times, they are a-changin' in the transportation industry. You've got cab companies like Yellow Cab in San Francisco filing for bankruptcy, while others are desperately lashing out with violence against the competitors, the newfound, innovative upstarts, Uber, Lyft, and whatever other ride-sharing organizations are out there. Arcade City just kicking off this week and opening up its driver application process. Apparently, drivers in Hawaii and New Hampshire have already signed up over at arcade.city, I believe, /driver. I'm sure you can find it at arcade.city. It's going to be an interesting competitor to Uber because Arcade City is going to market itself as though the drivers get 100% of the revenue from
They're now saying 99%.
99%, okay. Yeah, I was going to say there's got to be some sort of operating costs in there for the company. But it's still an exciting concept that will hopefully decentralize even further, because one of the brilliance of the ride-sharing companies is they have decentralized the marketplace in that they're still sort of the central clearinghouse, sort of in the way that a cab company dispatches rides or dispatches fares out to its drivers. But they're not as centralized because they're not the owners of the cars. The drivers are all contractors rather than employees. And so because they don't own the cars, they don't have to have big repair bays and deal with all the overhead and the costs and the frustrations of having to manage a fleet of hundreds of cars. And that's in one market. If Uber were some sort of nationwide cab company, it would be managing a fleet of thousands of cars. And that's a lot of management that you don't really need to have if each individual driver is responsible for handling that kind of stuff. So it has decentralized the marketplace. It's made it so you go through their app rather than a human being, and so it makes it more efficient than having to make a phone call and then wait for some cabbie to show up. In some cases, I've heard people in Portsmouth, New Hampshire have waited upwards of 2 hours to receive a cab. And by that time, you could have walked home.
Yeah.
So, but now...
But if you're waiting on the cab because you're drunk and can't drive, you start trying to walk home...
You get arrested.
You might get arrested for public intoxication.
Yeah, they call it protective custody, where they throw you in a cell until you sober up.
Well, basically, they might do that, or they might charge you with public intoxication.
Do they have that in New Hampshire? Because if so, why don't they charge people with it more often? Are they just being nice?
They're probably being nice.
Okay.
Because if you charge someone with a criminal offense, then there's a court date. If you're protective custody, there's less paperwork. There's no court date.
Right. But there's also no fine for protective custody, which means the state doesn't cash in. So maybe they're just being nice in that case. But normally government doesn't just be nice. Although in New Hampshire, they're a little better at it than in other places.
Right.
Anyway, the story from Vice.com is about the situation in California where they're being sued in a lawsuit which started with four drivers for Uber and has now been ruled by a judge in U.S. District Court that it can be class action status, and further that everyone who's ever driven for Uber in California is qualified to enter the suit, despite Uber having an arbitration clause in their contract that negates the ability to sue in government courts. The judge basically said, yeah, I'm throwing this arbitration clause out. He said it was both procedurally and substantively unconscionable because drivers couldn't opt out of it. An issue is how Uber classifies its massive fleet of drivers, says Vice, who bring in over $2 billion in revenue for the tech company every year. The suit asks for back pay and reimbursement for drivers' expenses and demands the company completely revamp its relationship with the drivers. So if these people are successful in this particular lawsuit, it will completely change how Uber does business if they intend to continue operating in California. And I would suspect that if the question is, will Uber be subject to a complete revamp forced by the courts of its business model or leaving California, I would hope that they would pack up and say, we're sorry, Uber drivers in California, but we can't do business here anymore because we're it's not our business model. We're not a taxi cab company. Anyway, going on here, while hundreds of thousands of drivers make their living through Uber, the company has chosen to classify them as, quote, independent contractors, unquote. As a result, it doesn't have to pay their health insurance, workers' compensation, or assume any of the other liabilities that typical employers are required to take on. And this is written in sort of this breathless, manner of, oh, how could they? These dirty, greedy capitalists, these bastards at Uber, they're not taking care of you like they would if you were their employee.
And there are a lot of other things that where the people are independent contractors, not employees.
That's right.
Again, I had mentioned earlier the paper delivery people. They're independent contractors. Paper salesmen, the people that, and you don't really see this a lot here in New Hampshire, but if we were in a bigger city, you would see it, where at various sporting events, they would have the booth for the newspaper mm-hmm. and somebody
signing people up.
Trying to sign people. We'll give you a free copy of the paper.
I see the county fair. See the county fair here. They have a booth there.
Okay. So, you know,
but you're saying they're getting commissioned or they're working on.
They're independent contractors. Yes. Professional wrestlers are independent contractors.
Interesting.
Not employees.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Of course, in the case of a pro wrestler, they're probably getting paid a little bit more than your average Uber driver. But nonetheless,
they are. But they also deal with a lot more physical injuries than an Uber driver is going to have to deal with.
Right. And it's like they're writing this for people who don't know what an independent contractor is, right? This article is targeted at employees. This article is targeted at people who don't really understand this different relationship that one can have with a business. And they're trying to paint it as though it's a bad thing, as though everyone who gets into an agreement with somebody in the marketplace needs to give them health insurance. I mean, you're not an employee here, Daryl. You're essentially contracting with Mark right now to help him do some business for the show. And as a result, you're responsible for taking care of yourself, basically.
Yes.
You're not an employee. And that's okay. We should have the ability to choose different relationships rather than the employee and employer relationship. But this lawsuit says we shouldn't have that freedom. And if Uber is forced out of having independent contractor relationships with people, then that could be used, in my opinion, as precedent to force any company who's in an independent contractor relationship out of that relationship and force them into an employee-employer relationship.
Right, and there's been this move over the last several years, and it's not really been as strong recently as it was, say, probably like 5, 6, 7 years ago. But there's this move to basically get rid of the concept of independent contractors, to where everybody would wind up being an employee of the person that they are doing some form of labor for.
Mm.
I just thought of another industry. Most construction workers are independent contractors.
And it also requires more paperwork on the side of the employer, more jumping through government hoops, withholding of taxes and things like that. Whereas with an independent contractor, you can tell your independent contractor, hey, you're responsible for your taxes.
Yeah.
So here, we're going to pay you the full amount that you're worth, and then you got to deal with, you know, whatever the paperwork. So it's a way for businesses to reduce their expenses and pass more along to the employee or the contractor.
And then when you have someone that's an employee, it's a lot more difficult to then terminate said employee.
Because of employees' rights and things like that.
Right. So if somebody's a contractor, my grandfather used to deal with this when he was a brick mason. He was the subcontractor, and he had people that worked for him. And he would have a thing of if somebody didn't show up, he would not call them to tell them, we need you to be out here tomorrow. He would just not call to tell them there's any more work.
Yep. So you're off the list.
You don't show up, I'm not calling you anymore. You're a contractor. You're responsible for yourself.
In a statement emailed to Vice News, Uber said it's obvious that drivers do not work for the company but are independent business people. Drivers use Uber on their own terms, said the company. They control the use of their app along with where and when they drive. As employees, drivers would lose the personal flexibility that they value the most. And I agree, that is a big sales point for Uber, and it's a reason why a lot of people drive as part-time drivers for Uber. They have a full-time job. There's something else that they do for a living. And then to supplement their income, like in the case of the Uber grandma, who we've talked about on this show, is now being targeted for $3,500 in fines by the city of Portsmouth for driving people places. She did that job in her part-time. That was her part-time job,
right,
where she was just trying to help people get places and make a few extra bucks to pay the bills. As an employee, you become basically the bitch of the company. You know, you have to do what they say, when they say to do it, show up when they say to show up. Whereas with this, you can do it whenever you darn well please. And that's a nice flexibility to have.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, the live Sunday edition. Join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should people have the freedom to choose to be independent contractors?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I know what you're going to say, but our toll-free number allows you to join us here. Maybe you think that Uber should be forced to employ its 160,000 independent contractors in California.
Now, that's just in California that have signed up at least, you know, to drive.
Correct.
Doesn't mean that they've ever actually driven.
That's correct. We don't know how many, you know, it doesn't mean that they're currently signed up or they're currently active. Those are everyone who's ever driven for Uber or signed up with Uber in California since Uber started there. And now every single one of those drivers is allowed to sign on to this class action lawsuit against Uber, where the attorney who is representing the drivers is saying that she rejects equating flexibility with independent contractor status, because it was Uber who was saying before in their statement, if their independent contractor drivers become employees, then that would make them lose their personal flexibility that they value most, because when you're an employee, you work at the whim of the employer. Basically.
In most cases.
Unless it's some sort of contract in advance that says that you'll work when you want, right?
Right,
like Howard Stern with Sirius XM is in a contract that says he works certain hours and gets a certain amount of time off. So
right.
they can't just switch that on him.
But that there's a company, and I forget which one it is, but there's a company that they give their employees as much vacation as they want. The only requirement is that the employees wind up letting their supervisors know ahead of time, oh, yeah, I'm taking off next week. And right. I'm going to, take off half of the week after that. So as long as they're getting their work done, they're allowed, work when you want, how often you want. So
some are more flexible than others.
It can be possible to give an employee flexibility.
And that's basically the argument that the attorney who's suing Uber is making here. She says that, quote, we are not challenging Uber's system of providing flexibility for its workers. Uber has decided its system works best with drivers deciding when to log on. Nothing about our case challenges that aspect of the system. We are simply saying that when drivers are working for Uber, they are under the law Uber's employees and must receive the wage protections that employees receive. So she's saying that she wants the drivers to still be able to set their own hours and set their own, log in and log out whenever they darn well feel like it. And whenever they're logged in and Uber sends them rides, that they have to be considered employees, paid the full employee wage, given health care and all the other stuff that employees would get.
Because it's not uncommon for taxi drivers to receive tips. Would they get the tipped employee wage? Or would they get the regular employee wage?
Good question. I know.
And how does that apply to people that work for, say, Yellow Cab of San Francisco? Are they considered independent contractors, or are they considered employees of Yellow Cab?
I suspect they are employees of Yellow Cab, but I don't know. I'm speculating on that part. If you know more, you're welcome to share. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But you ask an excellent question, because the tip wage is lower. Like a waitress, for instance, makes, $3 an hour or something?
$2.13.
Wow, okay.
In New Hampshire,
yeah.
California has a different wage, and I don't know what that is.
But whatever it is, it's lower than the minimum wage is. And at least with Uber, they specifically tell you when you are a rider that tipping is not expected. So an Uber driver should not expect to receive a tip. If you get one, that's cool. I've given 6 rides and have received 2 tips so far as an Uber driver. So you can't get upset if someone doesn't tip you. But Uber might then change. If Uber loses this lawsuit and decides to continue operating in California, then maybe they will change to a tipped operation. But I can't imagine they would continue operating in California. I think they would call it quits and walk from that market. because this is a total change to how their business is
right.
Organized.
This is a complete, if it winds up going through, it will be a complete government takeover of Uber.
Basically. Yeah. So she goes on here. She says that they must receive the wage protections that employees receive. She's arguing that when you're working for Uber, you are an employee, which, of course, is just completely ignorant of the idea of an independent contractor. She's basically arguing against the whole concept of an independent contractor, just doing it under the auspices of suing Uber.
Right.
And this could have massive consequences, which may mean that they won't succeed. I mean, it may mean that this judge is just like, well, you know, everybody should be able to get in, but ultimately whoever hears the case will kick it out.
Right, and is this something that will be decided by either a judge or a panel of judges,
or a jury?
Is it going to a jury?
If it's decided by a jury, it could go against Uber, because all they have to do is pull at the heartstrings of the jurors. Look at these poor drivers. They have to take care of their own cars. They have all this responsibility. You know, because that's one of the things about being an employee, is you don't have as much responsibility to sort of take care of the things that matter in your business relationship as you do with a contractor relationship. And they basically are arguing for less responsibility for these drivers. They should just be able to drive people around and have Uber take care of all the costs. Does that mean Uber would then have to buy their cars? Because if I'm driving for Uber, I'm driving the car that I drive normally, not yes. Uber's car. And so if I drive 1,000 miles in a month, not for Uber, and then I drive 10 miles for Uber, and my car breaks down, is Uber then required to pay the amount of the breakdown because I'm an employee of Uber when I'm driving? I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. There's
right.
no way that you could do this. How would you calculate? Like, would Uber then say, well, you have to tell us how many miles you drove for, well, we know how many miles you drove for Uber. How many miles did you drive for yourself? And then we'll divide, we'll figure out, we'll
right.
pay then, you a fraction. I mean, it's crazy.
This sounds like one of those complicated things to where some higher level management positions, they will get a company provided car.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of how do they determine which repairs wind up getting paid by the person that has the car provided as part of their package?
That's a different question, though, right? Like, in that case, generally, I think the company pays for those things because that's part of the perks. It's one of the benefits of getting that job is the company pays for your car, which would mean they
right.
pay for all of the repairs.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they pay for all of the repairs of the car.
Okay.
If you're using the car specifically for company business, then they would cover stuff for that. Mm-hmm. But if it's one of these of you travel between three different locations of, you know, Acme Corporation, but you also get to use the car for personal stuff, then, you know, they'll reimburse you when you drive from Acme Corporation's Keene facility to Acme Corporation Manchester.
But when a car breaks down, I mean, they're going
to... Right. When the car breaks down, who pays for that if it's a company-provided car that is used for both company and personal stuff?
Well, right. I mean, I guess what you're saying is it could be the company that doesn't, they don't pay for everything.
Right.
I guess
it could be something to where the agreement is you're responsible for repairs.
It could be that way, but it wouldn't seem likely that that would be a benefit. I mean, these are things they provide higher level executives. If they're willing to pay out $100,000 a year to an executive, covering the repair costs on the car is probably going to be included.
Right. But they're not going to cover all of the gas. They'll cover the gas driving between facilities of the company, but not you driving to work
every day. Toll free number. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've had a company-provided car, and you know what it's like. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Live Sunday edition here with Ian.
And Daryl.
And our website, freetalklive.com. Go there, get interactive, and save big time over at Amazon on whatever it is that you need to purchase. I just saved 25%. Now, the delivery hasn't been made yet. I never like to count these things until the actual product shows up. But I took your advice, Daryl, and I needed a new cell phone. I have a habit of rooting my phones, and there's a risk involved in that. Sometimes you can brick your phone, and it wasn't that I did something wrong necessarily.
So for people that might not be familiar with the term bricking a device,
yes,
that basically means that
you've turned it into a
paperweight. Completely worthless.
It's a paperweight.
For anything other than a paperweight. It doesn't work.
Yeah. It doesn't even turn on now. which is pretty bricked. Like, there's different levels of bricking.
Your phone.
Yeah, basically, by uploading, flashing a file to it that was not compatible with it. And yeah, there's no going back from that one. So it's time to get a new phone, and so good excuse for this, because paying someone to repair the phone wouldn't have been worth it if I could just pay a little bit more and get a new phone. And so I went on to Amazon, and I added a refurb phone to my shopping cart. So, you know, it was like a Prime shipping thing, and even though it was a refurb. And I put it onto Purse at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. I set it at 30%. Wasn't getting any bites right away, and I kind of need it sooner rather than later. So I lowered the price to 25% off, and someone snapped it up within a couple hours of me doing that. So hopefully that will be showing up here in a couple days, and I'll save 25% on a brand new, well, new to me at least, cell phone. And if I wanted to get a new one, I could have saved 20% on a new one as well, because Purse is awesome like that. I've got now something like 33 transactions through saveatpurse.com. About $700 that I've saved. It's amazing. SaveATPurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin in order to get these savings. SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to Walter in New Jersey. We're talking about independent contractors versus employees. The Uber company is being sued in California. The suing parties are attempting to force Uber into basically running the business the way they say. And then I say they, the suing parties, should how they say Uber should run its business, trying to completely change it.
And something interesting, I was trying to figure out how other taxi companies in California operate and found one company, Airport Taxi of San Francisco, that is looking to hire taxi drivers to use their own car, and it basically reads like they're looking for independent contractors.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these taxi cab drivers are actual employees. Walter, are you with us in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Okay, first of all, I've been a contractor for like 35 years. Okay.
Are you on a headset or something? You're a little garbly.
No, it's a cell phone.
That's better, whatever you just did there. Go ahead.
Okay, I just moved it. Okay, I've been a contractor for like 35 years. Okay, in the state of New Jersey, if you hire someone and they're a regular employee and not a corporation or LLC, they are an employee.
You're saying there are no independent contractor relationships for people who are anything, or just regular people?
Correct.
Well, this is the same state that forces people to pump gasoline, or that forces people to pay someone to pump their gasoline for them, right?
Right. People in New Jersey are prohibited from pumping their own gas.
It's the best thing ever. But anyway, what I just told you, okay, that goes for federal and state. If you're just working as Joe Snow and working on a regular basis, you are an employee.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you think there might be some precedent for this decision in California, in that in New Jersey, there's no such thing as working as an independent contractor, unless you are a corporation doing the contracting.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty scary.
That is the truth.
So the people that work for, say, Dish Network that install satellites, they're, in most places, independent contractors. You're saying that in New Jersey, they are employees of Dish Network?
No, I'm saying if they are a corporation, they can work for them as an independent contractor.
Well, how many employees, how many of the people who install Dish Network dishes are incorporated?
I don't know, but if they're not, then they're employees.
So that's what he's saying, Daryl.
If it's beneficial for them to wind up paying, you know, $100 or whatever it is to incorporate, they can then, you know, get the leniency of work then when they want or whatever, then people might jump through that hoop.
Wow, that's crazy, Walter. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph in New York. Ralph, aren't you normally in New Jersey, or is this a different Ralph?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Hey.
You know, with regard to this situation in Uber, if Obama totally have a pawn in a pen, something about this.
Obama what?
Pawn in a pen.
I couldn't make that out. Could you, Daryl?
No.
This is why I've asked you to call on Skype, Ralph, because it's so hard sometimes to understand what you're saying. And I really do want to understand you, but the phone that you use, it just not, you know, it just doesn't cut it as far as getting across what you're trying to say. Let's have you try that one more time. Obama, what about Uber?
Obama has opposed and a ban and this situation in
Uber. He has opposed a ban?
A telephone and a pen.
He has a telephone and a pen. Okay.
Yeah.
He can make telephone calls and write things on paper.
What does that have to do with
whatever.
Uber?
Whatever. The man has proven himself to be not omnipotent. And let's talk about the police.
Wait a minute. What does that have
the
to do with Uber?
Parking what?
Baltimore. He said the police in Baltimore. Hold on, Ralph. I need to understand what you're saying before we can move on to you saying something else I don't understand. What is it that Obama having a phone and a pen, what does that have to do with Uber? You said something about Uber in the beginning of your call.
Well, there's a dispute going on with Uber. Is there not?
There is in California, yes. And
why don't we considering the fact that is a lazy individual, he doesn't do much of any work whatsoever, why don't he do something about that? Now, regarding
you're asking why doesn't Obama do something about the Uber situation?
Right.
Because it's none of his business. I mean, ultimately.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting down the man, finally. Thank you for putting him down.
We've been critical of, I don't know, Ralph, maybe you're, I know you're a newer listener to the show.
Ralph actually listens to the show or if he just calls the show.
That's a good question, but I'm going to presume you're a listener to the show, Ralph, because you called. We've been critical of Barack Obama since the day he took office, and before that, we've also been critical of George W. Bush since, not quite the day he took office, but throughout his...
Why don't we talk about Bush when Bush is gone?
Because they're all bad. They're bad men.
He's a bad man that you and I will agree with. But regarding the case in Baltimore, the police case,
all right, now go
there's
ahead.
A public report on the Wall Street Journal that there is indeed a video, that shows this animal, really gray, being in police custody. Now, the videotape, of course, do not tell the entire story of what happened there. Because we need to find out why was he in police custody. There are, reliable accounts that I would like to pass on to you. That
wasn't he part of the protesters in Baltimore?
No, Freddie Gray is the guy that got killed
the
protest.
The man is a criminal. Okay, he engaged himself.
Well, we don't know that because they didn't prove him guilty. He's dead.
No, these are reliable sources in Baltimore telling me that.
You're saying he's got a criminal rap sheet. That's not hard to believe. But either way, just because someone has a criminal past doesn't mean that they're guilty of something today.
Also doesn't mean that they ever actually harmed anybody.
Right. You have to presume someone is innocent before they're proven guilty. And past iterations of violence or crime do not prove that someone is guilty of what they're accused of today. Thanks, Ralph, for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. 855-453-855-450-3733. Liberty Forum's coming up. It will be here in about a month and a half from now. In fact, a little bit less than that, like a month and a week. February 18th through the 21st. Get your plans ready. Start to figure out what you're going to do. Where are you going to stay? I recommend the Radisson Hotel in Manchester because that's where the Liberty Forum is happening.
Makes for a short commute.
Yeah, it makes it really convenient, especially if you're up partying.
Right down on the elevator.
Yep, if you're up late at night, you know, with a bunch of people hanging out, you're not going to want to get up at, you know, 7 in the morning so you can make it in time for the first speaker because you're in some other hotel across town. You want to be right there in the hotel. And from what I understand, rooms are possibly going to sell out. So you may want to go ahead and lock them in now. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. This is an event for you. If you love the ideas of liberty, you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire. Maybe you're already committed to move to New Hampshire and you just want to come up and, you know, experience it beforehand. Then get up here to the Liberty Forum. Hundreds of people who love freedom will all be in the same hotel together. And there'll be all kinds of great presentations and panel discussions, keynote speeches, including Edward Snowden this year. Huge, huge score for a keynote speech. It's going to be a big event. We're going to be there, Daryl, you and I, broadcasting live for Free Talk Live. So you can join us in physical reality and all manner of other hundreds of folks who care about freedom. You can get a taste of what it's like to be in the Liberty community here in New Hampshire for just a weekend. It's Thursday, February 18th through the 21st, so Thursday through a Sunday. And you can go to nhlibertyforum.com. Tickets are relatively affordable for a full weekend-long convention. I've really got to hand it to them. They've managed to get some great guest speakers and have kept their ticket prices pretty affordable. So go to nhlibertyforum.com, get signed up there. We'll look forward to seeing you February 18th through the 21st.
And then there's also this year they're going to have the Liberty in Action Awards.
That's right. First time ever.
First time ever. Free Talk Live has been nominated. Ian and Mark nominated for Free Talk Live. I was nominated for Free Press Publications.
What was that, some sort of media category or something?
Outreach. Cool. Liberty Outreach. So I'm going
Thank you to anyone who nominated us.
I'm going
nice.
To post the link. They're doing a SurveyMonkey poll.
Oh, okay.
Where you can actually rate. It's not a pick who you think deserves it. It's you rate the people from a scale of 1 to 5 of how deserving you think they are for the award. So you can vote for everybody. You just rate them, so I'll post the link to that on the Facebook page for
that's,
Free Talk
that's
Live.
Super. Thank you to whoever it is that nominated Free Talk Live for that. I definitely appreciate it. There's some other big, I think, categories in there, like best outside the system activist or something like that. I think James Cleveland was put in for that. He's also a host on Free Talk Live. Rich Paul is in there, our Monday night co-host. As
then
well.
There were a couple of legislative-related things. There was, I think, a charity level, so Amanda Bolden was nominated for Shire Sharing.
And she's a Free State Project early mover who's been making headlines recently over the topless controversy here in New Hampshire. So we'll look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk first to Sandra. She's in California listening to KGOE. Hey, Sandra, are we on the radio tonight out there in Eureka?
Yes, you are.
Fantastic. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, the Internal Revenue Service, and this came down to a case that was actually tested, that if a person is an independent contractor, they must work for more than one contract to be an independent contractor. And that was tested once with a doctor who had nurse practitioners in his office. And he had all of them become independent contractors, so they could write off their expenses and he didn't have to pay their share of Social Security, et cetera, or cover them with workman's comp. Well, IRS challenged him because they did not work for anybody else but him, and he lost the case and had to go back and pay all the Social Security taxes for them.
Wow.
Was he prohibiting them from working for anyone else?
No, but what it is that if you're going to be an independent contractor, you must work for more than one person.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that figures that would come out of California. I mean, so...
Well, is she saying that this was an IRS?
Oh, this was national?
Yes.
Oh, that's really scary.
And then that the other point about vehicles, if a person is using their own vehicle for company business, there are two ways in which it is taken care of. One, there's a place on their tax return to reduce the cost of it by mileage, or they submit a report to their employer, and the employer pays them a fixed cent amount for their mileage that they have used the vehicle for. And IRS has a dollar amount. I think it was 52 cents a mile last year or something.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And that covers their wear and tear on the vehicle, repairs, maintenance, insurance, gasoline, et cetera. Now, if the company owns the vehicle and the employee is allowed to use the vehicle for personal use, the same thing applies. They have to keep a log what they've done, and they submit it, and then the employee has to pay the employer X number of cents per mile for use of a company vehicle for personal purposes.
Mm-hmm. In the case of Uber, the drivers don't have company vehicles. They have their own vehicles, which could complicate matters if the courts rule against Uber and say, okay, well, now you have all these contractors. They're now employees. How they're going to deal with that, I don't know. That sounds really complicated.
They would have to deal, if they're going to rule them as employees, then what will happen is all the regulations that apply to an employee using their company, their personal vehicle for company purposes, would also apply at that situation.
It sounds like an absolute mess. I mean, right now it's pretty easy for them to deal with their employees. I shouldn't be calling them employees. It's easy for them to deal with the contractors because they just log into this app and they do what they do. And requiring them to have to fill out paperwork is going to be a huge burden on a lot of those drivers, and it will be a huge burden on the company. I mean, what do you think, Sandra? Where do you think this case should go?
Well, first of all, I think it should go to the fact that the employee is working a hard day, hours, whatever he's working. And the company should stand up and either make them an employee that turns in a time card at the end of a week or a period or something, like, you know, on the net somewhere they would clock in and out. And that way their hours would be taken care of. Uber would then take care of their employer expenses, and the employee would then be covered with workman's comp, et cetera.
Well, this is why I would never want to do business in California, because people out there have this mindset of needing to be babied and taken care of, and it sounds like you exemplify that. Sandra, thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So she's basically saying, there shouldn't be independent contractors. I'm shocked by the case that she was talking about there that says, I mean, we're going to have to take her word for it. I don't know if she named it. I didn't jot it down if she did.
I didn't hear a case name.
But what she's saying basically invalidates the whole concept of an independent contractor, the idea that you would need to have a contract with more than one company in order to be an independent contractor. That's ridiculous. That's contrary to the idea, the concept of an independent contractor. By definition, you are independent. You do not depend on anyone necessarily for your welfare. You are contracting at will. It is your independence that is allowing you to contract. If you want to contract with one company or 10 companies, that should be your choice as an independent contractor. It shouldn't have any burden on the business itself that is contracting with you. How would they know? How would Uber know whether or not that you've contracted with anyone else?
And what happens if, let's just say, you do wind up signing 5 contracts on the same day?
Mm-hmm.
So I now have more than one contract. I've got 5. And then a month later, you lose one or two, and then another one, and while you're seeking something, you wind up getting down to only one contract.
Yep.
But then the day after, you sign another. Well, nope, you're an employee because you only had one contract on Tuesday. It doesn't matter that you've got 2 on Thursday now.
Right. Would you be an employee forever at that point, or could you then no longer be an employee now that you have another contract with somebody else? You're like in and out of contractor status?
That's my question.
Right.
Are you in and out of this status, or does it change? How often does it change? How often can it change?
Well, there are actual definitions to independent contractor versus employee, and the story over at Vice.com does point out that the charge of misclassification, because that's what the Uber's being sued in California now by several of their former drivers, basically saying that they owe Uber owes them for back payment and owes them all these costs because they allege that they should have been considered employees as opposed to independent contractors. The Vice story says it hinges on what degree of control the company exercises over its workers. In California, the primary test, according to the California Department of Industrial Relations, is whether the employer, in this case Uber, has control of the right to control the worker, both as to the work done and the manner and means in which it is performed. And we'll talk more about that here. What is an employee versus an independent contractor? There are very specific legal definitions involved here, or maybe they're not that specific, and maybe that's part of the problem. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences.
Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.